بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كان في من كان قبلكم رجل قتل 99 نفسا فسأل عن أعلم أهل الأرض فدل على راهب فأتاه فقال: إنه قتل 99 نفسا فهل له من توبة؟ فقال: لا. فقتله فكمل به 100. ثم سأل عن أعلم أهل الأرض فدل على رجل عالم. This lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned an incident of the people of the past wherein there was a man who killed 99 people. He murdered 99 people, but then there was something that was worrying him. He wanted to make amends, he wanted to reform himself, he wanted to make islah of his life. And therefore, he asked the people as to who was the most learned people so he could go and ask him a question. So the people showed him a monk. In that time, the monk referred to a person who was an ascetic, who had broken all ties with the world, living in solitude and making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he goes to this monk and he asks him, and he tells him that, I've killed 99 people. Is there any chance of me making tawbah? So this monk said, no. 99 people you killed, impossible, you are not forgiven. There's no question of tawbah. So this man then kills this monk as well. فَقَتَلَهُ And he completed 100 people. Then he still was perturbed and he asked again, show me a person who is the most learned. And then he was shown an alim, a real true scholar. And then he asked the scholar the same question. فَقَالَ إِنَّهُ قَتَلَ 100 نَفْسٍ فَهَلْ لَهُ مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ Is there any tawbah for him? فَقَالَ نَعَمْ This alim said yes. وَمَنْ يَحُولُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ This is something for us to remember, inshallah. وَمَنْ يَحُولُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ Who can there be who can come in between you and tawbah? When a person is sincere, he wants to make tawbah, nobody can intervene, nobody can come in between and block you from making tawbah. إِنْ تَرِقْ إِلَى أَرْضِ كَذَا وَكَذَا Go to a certain land. فَإِنَّ بِهَا أُنَاسًا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مَعَهُمْ There are a group of people there who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Join them, worship Allah ta'ala with them. وَلَا تَرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِكَ فَإِنَّهَا أَرْضُ سُوءٍ Don't come back to your land, because the place you were living in, it is an evil place. Go and join those people. Ulama said the place where he was living, the name of this area was known as Kafara. And where he was going was known as Nasara. فَإِنَّ بِهَا أُنَاسًا يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مَعَهُمْ وَلَا تَرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِكَ فَإِنَّهَا أَرْضُ سُوءٍ فَانْتَلَقَ So this person then proceeded, حَتَّى إِذَا نَصَفَ الطَّرِيقِ As he was proceeding to this group of people living in the good village, أَتَاهُ الْمَوْتِ Whilst he was traveling, in the middle of the path, middle of the road, موت came to him. He passes away. فَاخْتَسَمَتْ فِيهِ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَمَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابُ The angels of mercy come down, and also the angels of adab. So when a person passes away, if he was a good person, he was a pious person, then the angels of rahmat come and take his soul out very gently. And they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the soul. And they give glad tidings to the soul. And the contrary, a person who is in evil, the angels of azab come. And they very, very rigidly, they pull out and extract his soul. So here both angels came down. And they began to argue. The angels of mercy said, no, that this man was going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to make tawbah. فَقَالَتْ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ جَاءَ تَائِبًا مُقْبِلًا بِقَلْبِهِ لَاللَّهِ تَعَالَى This man is coming, making tawbah. He's got a penitent heart. He's turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَتْ مَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ But the angels of azab, they said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرًا قَطُّ This man never did a single good deed in his life. He killed 100 people. No good deed he did. فَأَتَاهُمْ مَلَكٌ فِي صُورَةِ آدَمِيٍ فَجَعَلُوهُ بَيْنَهُمْ أَيْ حَكَمًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned. Allah wants us to see the importance of tawbah. Allah sends down another angel who comes in the appearance of human being. So they see this person coming. They tell him, please, can you arbitrate between us? So Allah ta'ala made this such that this person became the arbitrator, this angel. فَقَالَ قِيسُ مَا بَيْنَ الْأَرْضَيْنِ فَإِلَىٰ أَيَّتِهِمَا كَانَ أَدْنَى فَهُوَ لَهُ Measure the distance from the land where he left, the evil place where he killed 100 people to where he has reached. And then check from where he has reached to where he was going. To whichever one he is still closer, then he'll be regarded to be part of those people in that land. In other words, if he's closer to the land of Kafara, the evil place where he killed 100 people, then he'll be regarded to be amongst them. But if he is closer to the other land where he had turned with a penitent heart and making tawbah, he'll be regarded amongst them. فَقَاسُ They measured. فَوَجَدُوهُ أَدْنَى إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي أَرَادَ They saw that they found that he was closer to the land to which he was proceeding, the good people. فَقَبَضَتْهُ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ And hence the angels of mercy took his soul. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فِي الصَّحِيحِ Another riwayat mentioned in the Sahih. فَكَانَ إِلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الصَّالِحَةِ أَقْرَبَ بِشِبْرٍ فَجُعِلَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا He was closer to the good land, to the people who are pious, just by one handspan. He made it just by one handspan. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فِي الصَّحِيحِ In another narration, فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى هَذِهِ أَنْ تَبَاعَدِي وَإِلَى هَذِهِ أَنْ تَقَرَّبِي سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to the land, both the lands, both the pieces of land. Allah tells the land which was evil, you go further away. And Allah tells the good land, you come closer to him. Then Allah says, وَقَالَ قِيسُ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا Measure now between the two. فَوَجَدُوهُ إِلَىٰ هَذِهِ أَقْرَبَ بِشِبْرٍ فَغُفِرْ لَهُ He was closer to the land which was good, where there were pious people just by one handspan. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ And yet another narration is mentioned, فَنَآ بِصَدْرِهِ نَحْوَهَا As he was passing away, he turned his chest towards the people, towards the good land. In other words, he pushed himself slightly forward. Like how we see many times when they have a race and people are, athletics are running right toward the end, the finishing line. There are two or three who are almost coming out first and one person just puts his head forward and then he gets the first prize. In a similar way, this person put his chest forward and he made it just by a handspan towards the good people. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayah. This is also the lesson of tawbah. From this we understand various important lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the doors of tawbah open. We should never delay and procrastinate in making tawbah. And also very important to ask the correct people your questions. The man went to a monk first. He was not a knowledgeable person. He gave the wrong answer. And by him giving the wrong answer, it led to his own death. Go to a scholar, an alim, in the true sense of the word. And then inshallah, he will guide you to the correct, like how this man, this alim, showed him the right path. Then of course, a person commits so many sins. A person killed 100 people, yet he was searching for the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in us an innate capacity, that iman that is flickering in our heart, that helps us to make tawbah istighfar. We feel embarrassed and ashamed. So no person should look down upon any person. Rather, we should encourage the person who is searching for the truth, looking for guidance. He wants to change his life. He wants to reform. And we see in this hadith that this person, because he had that jazbah, that innate capacity that he wanted to change, Allah Ta'ala then gave him that hidayat and guidance. And most importantly, stay in the company of good. In the company of the pious people, then you will be indulging in good and righteous deeds. A person living with sinners, then he will indulge in evil. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.